Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Meeting Module, Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1. The situations on this tape are set in the ROC. On this tape, you'll learn questions and answers you might use when you're invited to someone's house. In the last unit, Mr. Franklin, an American businessman in Taipei, invited Section Chief Huang, an official at his bank, to come to dinner. Listen to the conversation as Mrs. Franklin opens the door for the Huangs. Section Chief Huang, Mrs. Huang, welcome.
黄科长, 黄太太, 欢迎, 欢迎。 黄科长, 黄太太, 欢迎, 欢迎。
Please come in.
请进, 请进。
Here's the verb to welcome.
欢迎, 欢迎。
And here's the verb to enter.
进, 进。
Listen to the remarks live.
黄科长, 黄太太, 欢迎, 欢迎, 请进。
Again.
黄科长, 黄太太, 欢迎, 欢迎, 请进。
Check your comprehension.
黄科长, 黄太太, 欢迎, 欢迎。
Section Chief Huang, Mrs. Huang, welcome.
请进。
Please come in. The conversation continues. How are you, Mrs. Franklin?
傅太太您好。傅太太您好。Here's
a small token of appreciation.
这是一点小意思。这是一点小意思。This
sentence might also be translated more informally as, here's a little for you. Here's the phrase that means token of appreciation.
小意思,小意思.
Literally, the word 意思 means meaning, idea, or intention. You've seen it before in the expression 有意思, to be interesting. Here are the remarks live.
傅太太您好,这是一点小意思.
Again.
傅太太您好. 这是一点小意思.
Check your comprehension.
傅太太您好.
How are you, Mrs. Franklin?
这是一点小意思.
Here's a small token of appreciation. Let's leave Section Chief Huang for a moment and listen to how Mrs. Franklin might have greeted an earlier guest. Here's the conversation live.
梁先生,欢迎,欢迎,请进。这是一点点心给你们的小孩子。你真太客气。没什么,就是一点小意思。Again.
梁先生,欢迎,欢迎,请进。这是一点点心给你们的小孩子。你真太客气。没什么,就是一点小意思。Check
your comprehension.
梁先生,欢迎,欢迎,请进。Mr.
Liang, welcome. Please come in.
这是一点点心给你们的小孩子。Here
are some cookies for your children.
你真太客气。You're
really too polite.
没什么,就是一点小意思。It's
nothing. It's just a small token of appreciation. Now let's go back to Section Chief Huang. You'll remember he had just handed Mrs. Franklin a gift. I know you like landscape paintings.
我知道,您喜欢山水画。 我知道您喜欢山水画。I
especially requested a friend to paint one for you.
特别请朋友给您画了一张。特别请朋友给您画了一张。Here's
the word for a painting, or for the verb to paint.
画画
In Peking speech, the word for a painting ends with an R. Listen.
画画
Here's how you say landscape painting.
山水画山水画
Literally, the word 山 means hill or mountain, and the word 水 means water. In this case, of course, the word 水 refers to rivers or lakes. Here's the word for special or especially.
特别特别
In the last sentence, the verb 画 is followed by a completed action marker 了特别请朋友给你画了一张 The marker 了 must be added when a completed action is followed by an object with a number and a counter. See the reference notes for further discussion. Now listen to the comments live.
我知道您喜欢山水画，特别请朋友给您画了一张。
Again.
我知道您喜欢山水画，特别请朋友给您画了一张。
Check your comprehension.
我知道您喜欢山水画。
I know you like landscape paintings.
特别请朋友给您画了一张。
I especially requested a friend to paint one for you. Here's how Mrs. Franklin responds to the gift.
您真是太客气，谢谢。来，我给你们介绍介绍。
On the way to the living room,Section Chief Huang notices a painting on the wall. Listen to his comment live.
这张山水画真漂亮。是蒲先生画的吧？
是的。
我特别喜欢蒲先生的画。
Again.
这张山水画真漂亮。是蒲先生画的吧？
是的。
我特别喜欢蒲先生的画。
Check your comprehension.
这张山水画真漂亮。
This landscape painting is really beautiful.
是蒲先生画的吧?
It must be painted by Mr. Pu.
是的。
That's right.
我特别喜欢蒲先生的画。
I especially like Mr. Pu's paintings. The conversation continues in the living room. This is Professor Hollins, who teaches economics at Tai Da.
这位是何教授，在台大教经济学。这位是何教授，在台大教经济学。
Here's the word for professor.
教授教授
Notice that the tone on the verb to teach is high, 教 while the tone on the first syllable of the word for professor is falling, 教 Here's the abbreviated name for Taiwan University,
台大台大
Listen to the whole introduction live.
这位是何教授，在台大教经济学。何教授这位是黄科长，在台湾银行工作。这位是黄太太。
Again.
这位是何教授，在台大教经济学。何教授，这位是黄科长，在台湾银行工作。这位是黄太太。
Check your comprehension.
这位是何教授，在台大教经济学。
This is Professor Hollins, who teaches economics at Tai Da.
何教授，这位是黄科长，在台湾银行工作。
Professor Hollins, this is Section Chief Huang, who works at the Bank of Taiwan.
这位是黄太太。
This is Mrs. Huang. The conversation continues. Glad to meet you.
久仰久仰。久仰久仰。
How long have you been here?
您来了多久了？您来了多久了？
Glad to meet you. It's only been 2 months since I came.
久仰，我刚来两个月。久仰，我刚来两个月。
Here's how you say, glad to meet you.
久仰久仰。
This greeting is only used to someone you've heard of before. Notice that in the sentence, 我刚来两个月, no 了 is used. The focus is not on an amount of time having passed, but on the shortness of the period. Listen to the exchange live.
久仰久仰。您来了多久了？
久仰，我刚来两个月。
Again.
久仰，久仰，您来了多久？
久仰，我刚来两个月。
Check your comprehension.
久仰，久仰。
Glad to meet you.
您来了多久了？
How long have you been here?
久仰，我刚来两个月。
Glad to meet you. It's only been 2 months since I came. The conversation continues. There's still much I'm not familiar with.
还有很多不熟悉的地方。还有很多不熟悉的地方。
Later, I'll want to request more advice from you.
以后还要向您请教。以后还要向您请教。
Here's the adjectival verb to be familiar with.
熟悉。熟悉。
Here's how you say to ask advice. Literally, to request teaching.
请教，请教。
And here's the prepositional verb translated from in the second sentence above.
向，向。
Literally, the word 向 means facing. Listen to the comments live.
还有很多不熟悉的地方。以后还要向您请教。
Again.
还有很多不熟悉的地方，以后还要向您请教。
Check your comprehension.
还有很多不熟悉的地方。
There's still much I'm not familiar with.
以后还要向您请教。
Later, I'll want to request more advice from you. The conversation concludes. Not at all.
哪里哪里？哪里哪里？
I hope that we'll have an opportunity to meet more later.
希望以后有机会多见面。希望以后有机会多见面。
As you can see, the verb 希望 can mean to hope that, as well as to hope to and to wish to. Here's a verb that means to meet or see someone.
见面见面
Literally, the element 面 means face, so 见面 is a verb-object compound meaning to see someone's face. Here's how you say to meet more.
多见面多见面。
In this phrase, the adjectival verb 多 is acting as an adverb. Listen to the final remarks live.
哪里哪里， 希望以后有机会多见面。
Again.
哪里哪里，希望以后有机会多见面。
Check your comprehension.
哪里哪里。
Not at all.
希望以后有机会多见面。
I hope that we'll have an opportunity to meet more later. Now let's change the scene and listen to another introduction. Ms. Farrell, an American scholar doing research in Taiwan, is being introduced to a Chinese professor. Listen to the conversation live.
这位是台大的江教授。江教授，这位是方小姐。江教授，久仰久仰。
方小姐您好，您来中国多久了？
刚来三个多星期，还有很多地方不熟悉，以后还要向您多请教。
希望以后有机会多见面。
Again.
这位是台大的江教授。江教授，这位是方小姐。江教授，久仰久仰。
方小姐您好，您来中国多久了？
刚来三个多星期，还有很多地方不熟悉，以后还要向您多请教。
希望以后有机会多见面。
See if you understood what was said.
这位是台大的江教授。
This is Professor Jiang from 台大。
江教授，这位是方小姐。
Professor Jiang, this is Miss Farrell.
江教授，久仰久仰。
Glad to meet you, Professor Jiang.
方小姐，您好，您来中国多久了？
How are you, Miss Farrell? How long have you been in China?
刚来三个多星期。
It's only been 3 weeks or so since I came.
还有很多地方不熟悉。
There's still much I'm not familiar with.
以后还要向您多请教。
Later on, I'll want to ask your advice some more.
希望以后有机会多见面。
I hope that we'll have an opportunity to meet more later. Here's a longer conversation, reviewing everything introduced on this tape. You'll hear the conversation twice live. The conversation will be repeated, once live, and once with pauses and English,at the beginning of the C2 tape. A translation of the conversation will also be found in your textbook for this unit. For this conversation, you'll need to remember that the verb 学 refers to learning a skill, not to studying about some subject. As the conversation begins, Miss Bailey has just knocked on the door of her friend, Miss Zhou. Listen.
白小姐，请进。我给你介绍介绍台大的叶教授。是不是那位教画画的叶教授？
是他。
好极了，我很想和他见见面。我看过他的画，不过没和他见过面。他的山水画我最喜欢。
Miss Bailey and Miss Zhou have now entered the living room.
叶教授，这位是白小姐，刚从美国来不久。白小姐，这位是叶教授。
叶教授，久仰久仰。
你好，您来了多久了？
我刚来一个多月。
你来念书吗？
不是，我现在在美国银行工作。您多
白小姐
见见他见过面，他的山水画我最喜欢。
Miss Bailey and Miss Zhou have now entered the living room.
叶教授，这位是白小姐，刚从美国来不久。白小姐，这位是叶教授。
叶教授，久仰久仰。
你好，您来了多久了？
刚来一个多月。
你来念书吗？
不是，我现在在美国银行工作。
那太好了。
刚来还有很多不熟悉的地方。叶教授，我很喜欢中国画，以前学过两年。
那你大概画得很好了。
不行，以后希望有机会向您多请教请教。
哪里哪里，欢迎你来谈谈。
As a final review, see if you can translate the following sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number one.
我知道你喜欢山水画。
I know you like landscape paintings.
特别请朋友给您画了一张。
I especially requested a friend to paint one for you. Number two.
我还有很多不地方要向您请教。
There's still much I'm not familiar with that I want to ask your advice about. Number three.
何教授，欢迎欢迎，请进。
Professor Hollins, welcome. Please come in. Number four.
希望以后有机会多见面。
I hope that we'll have an opportunity to meet more later on. Number five.
这位是何教授，在台大教书。
This is Professor Hollins, who teaches at Taida.
久仰久仰。
Glad to meet you. Number six.
这是一点小意思。
Here's a small token of appreciation. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape.End of Meeting Module, Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1.